Hello, and welcome back to another episode of No Sevens Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Caleb, joined as always by David and Silas. This week on No Sevens, we are discussing Tom Clancy's Without Remorse, featuring the guy from Creed and Black Panther, Michael B. Jordan, and others that I don't know from any movies. Jodie Turner Smith, Jamie Bell, and Guy Pearce. And that's just the top four off IMDb. So that's, I only recognized Michael B. Jordan from this movie. I'm sure I've probably seen the others, but they did not ring a bell. So what do you think, guys?
Not even Jamie Bell did not ring a bell for you?
Is that like a play on her name? Oh, wait, that's a guy.
yeah.
No, he didn't.
You probably have seen him in something else, though. He was Tintin, so I think I'm going to refer to him as Tintin throughout this episode.
Tintin?
Yeah, you know,
isn't
like
that like a dog?
Tintin movie? No, that's Rin Tintin.
Oh.
Oh, he was Ben Grimm in the Fantastic Four movie that nobody saw, which also he co-starred with Michael B. Jordan in that, huh? Who knew?
Oh, very nice.
Probably only him and Michael B. Jordan.
He's the only one I recognize, and I couldn't even tell you what I had seen him in.
Yeah. Well, and that's just par for the course for me. So unless it's a big name like Michael B. Jordan.
Oh,
I probably don't.
Wow, how did I forget this? Guy Pearce is the guy from Memento.
Have we watched? We haven't watched Memento, have we?
Not yet.
We have not watched Memento, not together, but I think we've all watched it.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, he's the guy from Memento. Huh. All right. Well, there you go.
All right. Well, that wraps up our actor trivia section of the of the podcast.
Well, where do I know that guy from?
Yeah, let's play a little game called "How Do I Know Him or Her."
That's honestly one of my favorite games.
Oh boy. Well, anyway, guys, yeah. So this is a new release from. It's an Amazon Prime original, and I watched it a couple days ago. I think you guys did the same thing. I thought it was pretty good overall. I don't know. I mean, I've heard Tom Clancy a lot. I know he has books, right? And I think video games even.
I'm very well informed on this, so I can fill you
in. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Go ahead and speak to that. Because otherwise, as far as to my knowledge, I haven't seen anything that he's put out before.
So I watched this movie. I asked my dad if he wanted to watch it because I know he likes, you know, these
Mr. Clancy
types of. Yeah, I know. I had a vague awareness of him liking Tom Clancy. So, and he was like, "Is this part of the Jack Ryan universe?" And I was like, "I think it's just a movie that they made."
I've heard that all his everything is in one universe.
Yes. So, turns out this is part of the Ryanverse. Okay. So, man, I can't believe I'm going to go down this rabbit hole because my dad made me told me all about this. And I just wanted to know if you wanted to watch the movie. So Tom Clancy, is an author. So he wrote a bunch of books and created his most famous character is Jack Ryan, who is like a CIA analyst. He's been portrayed by Harrison Ford. He's been portrayed by Chris Pine. Most recently portrayed by John Krasinski in the Jack Ryan Amazon Prime series. And apparently, all of Tom Clancy's books take place and are in the same universe. So there's a guy named Jim Greer in Jack Ryan, who's like Jack Ryan's boss or whatever. And this lady, Karen Greer, from this movie is like his niece, I guess, or something like that. So, and eventually, John in the books, John Kelly and Jack Ryan cross paths. And the rainbow, well, I won't get into that. That's a little bit of a spoiler. But Rainbow Six, and if you've heard of the video games like Rainbow Six Siege and other Rainbow Six video games, those are also based on Tom Clancy Ryanverse stuff.
Woo!
So
what a universe.
All right. And that concludes our Tom Clancy section of the podcast.
So, Dad,
that is a lot.
Hope I
that
made
is
you proud.
Yeah. Well, you did. You made me proud. That is a lot, but. I mean, no, I didn't know any of that, so now I know.
Caleb will be replacing my dad from now on.
Oh. Oh, boy. Okay,
and
well.
Now you know the rest of the story.
Exactly.
All right.
All right, fellas, what'd you think? Let's do non-spoilers.
Non-spoilers.
Yeah.
I'm very curious if y'all caught this. Are we doing non-spoilers?
Yeah.
Over-unders, non-spoilers, yeah.
Okay.
For me?
Yeah, go ahead, David.
Oh, go ahead. Nope, okay, I'll go. For me, I think it's an under. I just wasn't super impressed. I always love to see Michael B. Jordan. Just love him, love what he does. My favorite thing he's ever done is probably
to see him.
I just like his work. Yeah, I mean, I always
sounds like a little bromance.
See him on Instagram.
It is a little bit of a bromance. I actually don't follow him on Instagram, but I like him as an actor. I just like his vibe. I like, you know,
his body.
The characters he plays. I do. He has an amazing physique.
And I just love to see him.
No, come on. I feel like every time we all see Michael B. Jordan, we're all a bit like, no matter how good you're feeling about your fitness in that moment, like when you see him, you're like, man, I've got to start working out more.
Yeah, he's got the most puffy biceps and shoulders.
Yeah, he just has an amazing. I mean, he's so jacked that like he can be wearing this like the baggiest like of all like t-shirts and whatever, and you can still see like how like totally jacked he is. So, anyway, I liked that part of the movie. I liked him in it, but as far as the movie as a whole, wasn't super impressed. So it's an under for me. Yeah.
Also gonna be a hard under for me. I'm just kidding. I think I'm gonna be more polar on movies from now on. Like I'm gonna be hard up or down. I'm not gonna do Did I do a 7 last time? I did a 7 last time.
Yeah, you gave it a 7.
Yeah, well it's gonna be less than that for me. And yeah, kind of just because what you said, David. It felt like in between of Bourne and then like Butch and Sundance and a little bit of like they were trying to do a Hornet's Nest type situation movie. And it just didn't hit any of those marks for me. So it was like, I couldn't. Yeah, I didn't. It didn't make me care about any of the characters too. So.
Okay. I guess, Caleb, do you have anything you want to add? You kind of already gave your.
Well, I mean, whew, I
did
feel
you give
peer
an
pressure. No, I didn't give an over under.
No, don't feel peer pressure.
Speak truthfully. Speak truthfully. Speak from the
heart. Truthfully, it might be a break even. That's the best way I can put it. I mean, I wasn't super impressed, like, you know, very, very excited about it. Like, after I watched it, I thought, okay, that was pretty cool, I guess. But that's how I am with like most action movies. I'm like, I'm always like a sucker for like action movies. So I was like, that was pretty good. But yeah, I get what you guys are saying. I mean, there wasn't like a ton of character development or the story was semi interesting and kept me guessing here and there. But otherwise, I feel like most military / you know, secret operative, anything like that are pretty much the same. But it was nothing spectacular or something that I would like, am just dying to watch again.
Agree. Spoilers?
All right. Yep.
In 3, 2, 1. Perhaply.
Doesn't drop. Yeah. That's a good one. Perhaply.
John Kelly.
Turd Happily.
John Kelly doesn't drown.
Yeah, John Kelly doesn't die.
Yeah, that was the bigger one, I think. No, but Pert Hapley from Parks and Rec, the newscaster guy.
Yeah, the one who's always like states like
and
really
I'm
obvious.
Pert Hapley.
Yeah, yeah. Where? Yeah. What is he in this movie?
He was like a newscaster, a real newscaster.
Oh, I didn't
even
realize
that.
I
wish that he had been in the character. The funny thing was, like, his cadence as like an actual newscaster wasn't all that different. It was just like the actual content of what he was saying was like normal intelligence level, or like normal, not like Pert Hapley, but like his cadence, the way he talked, was like pretty similar to Pert Hapley. But
and that's so, what those people said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I remember now. I didn't make that connection originally though. So.
Yeah, that cracked me up. Funny. Best part of the movie.
So, Silas, you said that you didn't care about any of the characters. Do you want to elaborate on that?
Yeah, I felt like it was a bit of like a John Wick type intro. If anybody has seen John Wick, like they were trying to do, oh, he's got this life all set up and it's good, and then oh, his dog dies, but like more extreme because it's his pregnant wife.
just a little
yeah, but I don't know, I don't think they spent enough time or just did it well enough with him and his wife to make me really care about that. Obviously it's sad, but like, you know, it didn't touch me, grab me. And then yeah, they just didn't make it all connect to make me care.
Taylor,
how about you guys?
Do you feel similarly?
Yeah, it just seemed a little rushed. Like the whole intro was, I don't know, that is almost like a montage of showing how bad and like cool and stuff Michael B. Jordan is, and the ultimate Navy SEAL and all this stuff, and then everything just. Like
that's a good way to describe it. Rushed. It felt rushed.
They just had to like pack so much into like the first 20 minutes to set up the rest of the movie, which basically is just like a revenge plot. So I can understand what Silas is saying. I honestly didn't think when they first like raided his house, the bad guys, I thought they were going to come back and like show that, oh, they broke into the wrong room and that actually wasn't his wife in the bed. I thought like, because they never
showed.
That's
what it looked like. Yeah, that's what it looked like. There's just a lump in the bed.
Yeah. I mean, I thought, like, David's furrowing his brow, but, like, I thought that they were going to come back and what's his face? John Kelly was, like, going to get them all. But it was his wife. She definitely died. So
I knew that his wife was going to die because it says that in the description of the movie. Oh. But
in the trailer.
Yeah, I don't watch that or read anything. I just click the movie.
But I was like, oh, that's just like a messy bed. I'm sure she's like in the kitchen or something. It'll be a more dramatic like death where he's like looking into her eyes as she dies or something. But
no.
Yeah, it just happened so quick. Like they went in the house.
It was like doo 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 doo.
And they just boom, just shot her. I don't know. It just, everything happened so quickly and with not a lot of like connection or I think Silas, you said it best. It's like we weren't even invested in the characters yet. And it was just, but I guess I understand they had to set up the rest of the plot for that reason. So
sure. David, did you think rushed? What was your thoughts on the characters?
You know, the first part of the movie, like the intro and where like his wife dies, I didn't dislike that from a narrative standpoint of like, I mean, looking back, I guess it was a little bit rushed. I was also trying to eat dinner at that time. So it didn't quite have like my full attention. I was trying really hard, but, that part didn't bother. Like that part, I was kind of like when his wife died, you know, I was kind of feeling like a little bit like he's, you know, he's got to get these guys. But as the movie went on, I felt like the second half of the movie, or like after his wife dies and he has no more remorse or whatever, he loses his remorse and becomes without remorse. That was where they kind of lost me, in terms of his character, just 'cause like, he didn't really have to seem to have a lot to him as a character other than being like an angry, I mean, justifiably angry, but like an angry Navy SEAL. Like,
yeah. And they tried to make it like they tried to make it this, the little guy versus the system almost type of movie where he was talking about being a pawn and trying to take down a king or whatever, but missed the mark for me in a lot of ways.
Yeah. I feel like they almost underused Michael B. Jordan because like,
yeah,
he is such a solid actor that you could have done so much more with that character of like deepening his arc. And like, you could have asked Michael B. Jordan to do a lot of like other like really challenging, like complex, like character scenes, and he could have handled it and it would have been really good, but there just wasn't a whole lot of that. It was just kind of like his wife died and he became kind of unhinged, and not even necessarily in like a super scary way, just almost in like a, just like kind of
like, oh, that guy's super unhinged.
Yeah. Like it's just kind of like a weird way. And I mean, like, I guess it makes like, I guess I would be unhinged too if somebody like murdered my pregnant wife, but like, seems like they could have done more with that character.
Yeah.
Just didn't happen.
And if we can talk about the action a little bit, because that's kind of what this should have excelled at.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't blown away by the action scenes, really. I thought the jail scene or prison scene had a lot of potential, but it was over in like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That did get me amped up. I will say that, I mean, like, kind of the build up to that. Oh, man, I was fired up. Like, and that's David. Going back to what you said earlier about, like, I think no matter, like, who you are, when you see Michael B. Jordan, because, like, I think I first saw him in Creed. Well, maybe Black Panther. No, Creed. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But so, like, you know, every time you see him, especially, like, when he, like, takes his shirt off and just you see how Jack is and he's just ready to fight, I was like, I get fired up. And I'm like,
and he's like
I
banging
want to
his
fight.
Fists on his yes, head and stuff.
Yes. Oh, man. That invoked an emotional response out of me, that scene specifically. Like, him just, like, he knew exactly what he was going to do. He stopped up the sink and, like, turned the water on and then just wrapped his t-shirt around his hand. And, like, oh, when he started hitting his head, I was like, this guy is crazy. He's nuts, dude. And then he just took everybody. Oh, it was, that was probably the best action scene in the whole movie. So, but yeah, yeah, I immediately thought, I have got to get into shape. Like, I want to be that. Not to, like, beat up prison guards, but just be that guy that could just, like, basically win every fight.
Nobody wants to mess with.
Yeah, exactly.
To be fair, reaching the kind of physique that Michael B. Jordan has is super difficult for a normal person, just because he has, like, full-time staff who can, like... Like, he basically can, like, go into the gym, train, and, like, when he comes back, just somebody can just hand him the food he needs to eat, like, when he needs to eat it. And all he has to do is put it into his mouth.
Yep.
Like, still takes a lot of, like, dedication and hard work from the standpoint of, like, having to go through the physical training and, like, be disciplined. But it's a lot more attainable when you just have somebody handing you the food you're supposed to eat exactly when you need to eat it, basically.
Yeah. That's what I mean. That's what pretty much every, I guess, not celebrity, but like every action or physical actor. You know, I always like get so kind of, I don't know, just like, man, they got it going on. But then I remember, like you said, that's part of their job. You know, to get them in shape,
yeah.
And that's just part of it. And they have the resources and the people to help them do that. So. Yeah, but still, it's fun to dream and just like to get, yeah. Just get fired up through him.
Any other action scenes really stand out to you guys?
I liked the prison fight scene as well. I liked the whole like putting water, like getting water on the floor so it'd be slippery thing. That was like a kind of a unique twist I hadn't seen.
Yeah, I thought that was different. Movies.
So I agree that that was really over really quickly. And the other one that stood out to me was like the car fire interrogation scene.
Oh, that one was good. That one was good.
Agree.
That was cool. Although I was a little confused because I thought that like an hour earlier he had like poured alcohol all over himself. So that seemed like maybe he wouldn't want to get in the car while it was on fire.
Not the best idea, maybe.
Clearly
well,
it worked for him.
We've already established this guy's like nutso and just crazy. Yeah.
True.
Yeah. So, but that was cool, I guess.
Maybe I would have, like, I should have gone in with lower expectations by doing what you did, Caleb, and not watching the trailer. But the trailer just makes it look like it's going to be, like, the new Bourne, the new, like, John Wick level, like, fighting and stuff.
Yeah.
Which, the prison scene was cool. It was unique. But other than that, like, it just kind of fell flat. When they're pinned down by the snipers, it's just kind of like, meh. And then when he's fighting his way out of that, it's just kind of like, meh. There's nothing that really stands out to me from those, which I think this movie should have excelled at, being that it didn't have much of a plot or character development.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
There are actually a few.
Major disappointment to me.
Okay. Yeah. There are a few scenes that I noticed that to me were like noticeably bad.
What were those?
There's part of it was like the rooftop when he was fighting his way out, but there were like, I don't know, maybe a dozen or so gunshots that just looked so poorly done. I mean, obviously all those gunshots are, you know, effects and CGI and stuff, but I was watching and I was like, this is obvious. Like, it just doesn't look well done. I don't know. The getting out of that hotel or that little apartment complex or whatever it was, and he was, like, stumbling down the stairs with his, like, he could only use one arm, and, like, he would just so happen to be able to nail every single guy, and they couldn't hit him one time. I'm like, that's cool, and that's the whole point of the movie. Like, because he is that good, I guess. But also, I'm like, nobody is that good. Like, he's not even putting... He's literally shooting this from his hip, just, like, stumbling. Like, he can't even hardly walk, and he's just flailing this gun around, just like, boom, boom, getting every...
Headshotting people.
Yeah, like, every guy, one-shot kill. I'm like, okay. You know, just that those two times, I was like, I don't know, that's a little... It's a little over the top, but with these kind of movies, you just have to expect that. To some extent. So I did think when they got shot down, the plane crash, that was a little suspenseful to me. I mean, just like the way that played out, and that he, you know, I think it did a good job of showing the resourcefulness of Navy SEALs. And I'm not going to like try to pretend I know everything about that, but like there, I think with any like highly trained special op military person, their like training just kicks in so quickly, and like their instincts just like tell them exactly what they need to do. So for him to just grab all those life vests and like go down there and get everything, get all the gear, and be able to like have that plan and just be able to execute like that, I thought that was like, I don't know, kind of fun to watch and cool to see.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I had kind of forgot about it, and I also, that was one of the better scenes in my opinion.
Yeah. That, I think, was a better display of his skill and ability as, like, a Navy SEAL than the falling down the stairs, like, just so funny.
Yeah, I feel like this was one of those movies that, like, all the good parts were, like, in the trailer already.
Yeah.
Where, and, like, I agree, Silas. Like, I had pretty low expectations for this, even from, like, a plot standpoint. I was mainly, like, just hoping to see a lot of, like, cool like Michael B. Jordan action sequences.
Oh yeah.
And it didn't really deliver there on like, yeah, kind of what you said, like a sort of like the next like Bourne type of like movie, which is too bad, because it like definitely I feel like had the potential to be that. But it
I mean, you've got a big star like that, and I'm assuming tons of money from Amazon, and that name brand behind it too would get you a lot of exposure. So, do y'all have anything else that you liked about it or that stood out?
That I liked about it?
Yeah, or just stuff that jumped out at you. I'll tell you one thing that jumped out at me. When his teammate got run over by the van.
Oh, dude.
That was kind of an interesting scene.
I thought that was pretty well done.
That was crazy. That was so unexpected. Yeah. Like, because he was the first guy that got killed. And Kelson was over here watching it with me. And I was like, I mean, my jaw dropped. I couldn't, like, I was speechless. Because I told him, that might be the first time I've ever seen, like, in a movie that I can remember seeing someone literally getting run over. Like, because normally it's like, you know, I've seen people get hit by cars or whatever in movies, but it's always just like a hood shot or like it just shows them, like, kind of, and then it cuts or whatever. Yeah, it's never like really the full thing where it just boom, like the body rolled and like he just doom, doom, like a speed bump. Like, that was crazy. So, that one, yeah, okay, I'm glad I forgot about that completely. That one was kind of intense.
And that kind of set my bar in my head, I guess, for the action, because I was like, oh, okay, that's different.
It was, that one. And it was right at the beginning, and, like, just his kids, mm-hmm. I mean, he just went to go check the mail. And just, oh, man, yeah. Thanks. Wow, that was good.
I thought one of the areas where this movie kind of flopped was the plot.
Yup.
Did you guys understand the plot?
Barely. Barely. But that's not a shocker for me. I mean, like, yeah. But even then, I was like, I mean, it did keep me on the edge of my seat, kept me guessing, partially in terms of because, like, I didn't even know what was happening to begin with. And then also, it just was like, really? Like, this is all because you're trying to bolster the U.S. economy or, like, unite the people through war? That didn't make any sense. Like, I don't know. It was just weird. The way that it all turned out.
Hire Vizzini to go kidnap the president's wife or something. You know? Okay.
It's Florence.
Yeah.
Isn't that the villain in Princess Bride?
I've got my wife to murder and Russia to blame for it.
Yeah. So. I definitely agree. Plot was hard to follow. You thought they kind of led you to think, what's his face? Jamie Tintin? Bell was like, yeah, Tintin was the true villain, which is pretty believable. And then it was like, oh, he's not actually like his boss, but just weird.
I wasn't surprised at all that it was his boss. Cause like, as soon as there was that one scene where Tintin and Guy Pearce were talking and Guy Pearce's character was like, he's shaking a tree that needs to be shaken or whatever. I was oh, okay, wait a second. This guy is not just like trying to help out Greer. He's got ulterior motives of some kind going on.
Yeah. I didn't catch that. I did think he agreed to let him go on the mission pretty fast.
Yeah.
What was the whole reason? He wanted him dead?
I think he probably just wanted him to, like, be this sort of, like, risky wild card that would cause him to mess up. Because the whole reason that they were sent there was basically to get killed and be discovered.
Okay, so and see, I think this is just goes to show you how confusing the plot is. I'm having to like ask questions
exactly
after like to you guys. So the whole point was they're trying.
I mean, you have it right, Caleb.
Yeah,
he's trying to cause a war for bolstering the U.S.'s unity or whatever, but he just was doing it in a very confusing way by
having them go over and like capture Victor, whatever his name was, and. So Victor, who was telling Victor what to do? Why did he have a bomb strapped to him?
I guess that guy did. What was even the department? It wasn't the Department of Defense, was it?
He was like Secretary of State.
Yeah, it was. He was like.
So it probably was. I don't know. So, and then they were all going to die. Then it was going to be U.S. soldiers or U.S. military in Russia. So there's proof that, like, there's some stuff going on. And that was going to start the war, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I think basically the point was that, like, U.S. soldiers would be found dead on Russian soil, having had killed, like, Russian police and all that kind of stuff. And that would be, like, grounds for war, basically. I think it's notable that the bad guy in this movie was Russia and not China. Because I think we all know China would probably beat us.
No, they would not.
Yeah, they would.
No, they
have,
dude,
so,
I mean,
they have so many more people. And
that does not matter,
our entire,
dude.
Like, everything that we use is made there.
No, dude. First of all, you're getting... Oh, I can't even talk. The level of training that happens in pretty much every other country in this world is laughable. Dude, if you've ever watched any military training exercises from other countries, they look like a bunch of just like kids running around. Don't, like, they're just so floppy with everything they do. They're like, bloop, 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 like... You talk about the precision and the expertise of, like, the Navy SEALs, but it is crazy. If you've seen, like, any – I'm not going to, like, call out specific countries necessarily, but they have no idea. They're just firing guns in the air all the time. Like, they're just like – they look like John Kelly when he was stumbling down the stairs, but they're not hurt. They're just like – ba 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 ba, like, it's crazy, dude. There's not a chance. Not a chance. Oh, don't even give me.
I guess
started.
I haven't.
Stuff,
I guess I haven't.
Oh, dude, there's no.
I guess
way.
I haven't familiarized myself with the Chinese military practices.
Just,
I'm just saying
look
on the basis
anything.
Of. I'm just saying on the basis of economic and attrition.
I mean,
capacity.
We're the richest country in the world. There's no telling how many. I mean, dude, we have no idea how many military resources this country has.
The only thing we know is that the Russians could hack us. And probably the Chinese, for sure.
Yeah.
But
we're just pretty relevant to the war.
But, dude, I mean, there's...
anyway.
There's just so much stuff we have no idea.
I was just kidding around, dude. Let's get back to
it. I know. I'm sorry. It just... I mean, I'm not... I'm passionate about it because I think that... I don't think that, like... Bar, you know, U.S. is like.
I'm not saying we're going down without a fight.
But there's just so much crazy stuff that goes on behind the scenes. Like, the military is doing stuff every single day that we have no idea about. That's like preventing attacks or whatever. And it's just like the everyday citizen. It just blah, 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 blah. We just go around our daily lives, just like thinking everything's all chill. But like, there's so much stuff that's happening.
That's right. They're over there in Russia.
Right. I mean, I think about that a lot.
One guy.
Just the fact, and I have no like evidence for any of this, but just I'm on the interstate a lot every day, and I drive by all these semis, all these other trucks. I'm just like, who knows? I mean, I'm not saying it's all military stuff, but like, there's so much stuff that like is just in plain sight every single day that we have no idea what it could be. You know, that a semi truck could be carrying. They could be carrying. Who knows, like Navy SEALs in the back of it on their way to do something. Wouldn't shock me. Wouldn't surprise
me. I hope not
me.
In the U.S.
Especially
yeah,
in Kentucky.
Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully not, yeah, in the U.S. on their way to do anything. But, I mean, I'm just saying it's just, it's too big. It gets over my head, like, so fast.
Well.
But anyway.
Anyway, back to the plot of this movie.
That concludes our military prowess section of the
yeah,
podcast.
By the way, I'm not advocating for war with Russia or China or any of other,
yeah.
those other countries, obviously. But, man, sorry, that really sidetracked us. I just felt like the plot wasn't that well constructed or interesting.
I agree. And kind of going back to another point I made before, but just maybe a better way to say it. I felt like this movie was a Frankenstein of a bunch of other elements of different movies that just did not work together well. I don't know if
and
that
I don't,
makes sense to you.
Yeah. it's like a movie version of Apex Legends that doesn't work.
Yeah, like there is some Bourne stuff, like I said, there are some John Wick stuff, there are some Lone Survivor stuff. There was, and it just all did not mash up well together.
Yeah, this movie kind of reminded me of The Green Zone. If you guys have seen that, which isn't like, wasn't like a phenomenal movie, but has sort of a similar plot, and I felt was much more interesting than this movie.
Yeah.
So yeah, and I felt like, oh, what was I gonna say? I don't think that the original plot of Without Remorse was very much like this movie at all.
Was there, what, you talking about the book?
Yeah, this is based on a book.
Oh, yeah. I did not know that.
Would you guys watch the sequel?
Did
you guys watch the post-credit scene? Did you see that?
Yes.
I did not.
Oh, okay. There was I was honestly about to turn the TV off, and the only reason I didn't was because I was just on my phone procrastinating, picking up the remote, and then the credits were rolling, and then it was oh, there's a post-credit scene. So I was okay. So what happens in the post-credit scene if you turned it off too soon? Because it's definitely not clear that you should expect one. But John Kelly comes back to Washington, D.C. and meets with Tintin, who has been apparently promoted to director of the CIA or something like that, which seems fast. But he basically says, I want to meet with the president to set up a multinational anti-terrorism team. And he was like, we're going to call it Rainbow. And Tintin's like, why? And then he's like, it's personal. And then that's the end of the scene. And so that's supposed to be a setup for Rainbow Six, which is a multinational anti-terrorist team that John Kelly in the books is the leader of or whatever. And presumably also the inspiration for the Rainbow Six video games. So I guess they're making that movie next.
I would watch it. Yeah, I mean, I don't have any reason not to. Other than time. But I wouldn't pay to go see it in the theater. But if I already have Prime Video, I have no reason not to, which is probably not a good endorsement for watching it. So why'd you watch it? I just had no reason not to.
Same. If I was bored and needed a mindless movie, I'd probably put it on as long as it was free.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know I don't know if I'd watch this even for a mindless movie while I was bored.
Oof.
You're brutal, man.
I'm sorry. That just occurred to me. I don't know if I would really be even interested in watching this again.
Yeah, I mean, should we get into our ratings? Because that's going to be part of mine. It's just I probably wouldn't watch this again.
Yeah, let's give it some ratings.
And because I wouldn't watch it again, I would rate this at a 5.
Okay, that's not as bad as I thought you were going to rate it.
Yeah, and I mean, it's only a 5 because it was mediocre and everything except for the plot and character development. It was it was passable, memorable, unmemorable action and stuff.
I'll give it a 6, 1 point for each of Michael B. Jordan's abs.
Started on his body, ended on his body. I like it.
Consistency. I don't know. I almost want to give this a 5, but I feel like the strength of Michael B. Jordan as a this movie without him, I think would have been really bad. So, just on the strength of the few really solid scenes that are in there, the prison fight scene and just him as an actor, I'm willing to give it. You know what? I can't. It's a 5. I'm sorry. Not even Michael B. Jordan's abs are strong enough for me to like talk myself into it being a 6.
I mean, just by the grace of all those things that you're saying, is it a 5 in my opinion?
Yeah, well, it's, I don't know. It just kind of, it was just a meh movie.
Yeah. Caleb, what were you going to say? What's your
opinion? Go against the grain and say 6 because that's what I was going to give it anyway.
Interesting.
And that's just because I'm a sucker for it, and I don't like, as you guys know, I don't notice a lot of.
You're not a harsh critic.
Yeah, not at all, not at all. So I don't notice a lot of things that probably should be noticed, but maybe that's a blessing in some sense. So
sure,
but yeah, 6 for me.
All right.
Sauce,
do you have any trivia?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Let me see. Let me pull it back up. Tom Clancy sold this movie, the rights to the movie, for $2.5 million. Jodie Turner-Smith was pregnant in her second trimester during filming.
Oh, wow.
Second film for Michael B. Jordan as a Navy SEAL. Black Panther was the other one.
What was the other one?
Black Panther.
Black Panther was the other one? What was the other one?
Killmonger was a SEAL? I thought he was just a special forces guy.
Yeah, I guess he was a SEAL.
Interesting.
And there was something else. Where did it go? Keanu Reeves was offered $7 million for the role, but turned it down.
What a guy.
Wow. What a wise move, Keanu.
Well, He did that. What was that samurai movie he did? That was horrendous.
We don't have to get into this whole thing right now. But Keanu is not like that good, in my opinion.
He's not. And even the John Wick series is like,
they're not good.
They're not.
But that's another story for another day. I mean, I will say this. I'm impressed. I've seen his training regimens. Like, the stuff that he goes through for the John Wick movies, like, is legit. He really learns how to operate, you know, the firearms, and he trains on all that stuff, which I think that's very cool to see. But if we're going to talk about, that's one movie that I, without a doubt, I'm like, that is mindless action for the sake of action. The plot, the story, everything about it. The acting is not that good, but that's another episode.
it's the Fast and the Furious of action movies.
Yes.
What?
There you go.
Isn't the Fast and the Furious the Fast and the Furious of action movies?
I think that's in its own category of like racing car movies.
Yeah.
But that's neither here nor there. Yeah, that's all the trivia we have.
Can you imagine being in a spot in life where you can turn down $7 million?
I can't really.
That's so crazy.
If somebody offered me $7 million to do a lot of things, most things, I would probably say yes.
Yeah. But it's...
All right. Well, it's crazy. I guess...
This has been our review of... Without remorse.
Wish I could say we had no remorse about watching it. No.
We had remorse about watching it.
We have no.
We were with remorse.
Our ratings.
What's our next movie going to be, gentlemen?
Let's decide.
Good question. I know we threw out or we talked about Cruella last week. Potentially doing that, but. I'm not going to be dogmatic on that either.
Are we interested in watching Cruella? Is anybody interested in watching Cruella?
Go ahead.
I'm not very excited about it, but if Caleb is, like, I'm down.
No. Don't let me, because it's in theaters and we'd have to pay for it, so maybe that's not the best time to watch it.
Oh, we can't watch it on Disney Plus?
You can, you just have to pay for it, though.
Oh.
It's like,
let's wait till it's free on Disney Plus.
Okay.
Yeah. That's probably not worth it. Is Raya and the Last Dragon on? Oh, we could watch that.
Raya and the Last Dragon.
Yeah, it's like a animated film. It'd be a very sharp turn from
From Without Remorse.
Without Remorse.
I'm fine with that one.
We don't have to do that one. I'm just saying we could.
No, I mean.
Or we can pick from our back catalog of movies that we haven't watched. Back.
Hey, pull out the back catalog. I mean, if you guys are good with it, I'm fine with that dragon movie.
Sure. Yeah, that's fine.
Okie doke. Raya and the Last Dragon it is.
Cool.
Hoping for
What's it on? Where can people watch it?
Disney Plus. What Disney is this?
Plus. This has been another No Sevens podcast. Thank you for listening.
Peace.